time. Al Boz, we're talking this Nemaha Central team tonight against the Bethesda. Then they've got Perry LeConte at home on Friday. Then they got to go to Riverside Roll Valley before they head with Jeff West Riverside at home. I'm telling you right now, this is a tough league to play.
It is really hard. You got to show up every single night in the Big Seven. Not that you don't in other conferences, but, man, the level of competition is really, really tough in the Big Seven.
No doubt about it. We've got a fun one about to tip off here in a little bit here between Nemaha Central and Sabatha. We'll have our national anthem here in just a few moments, but I wanted to talk with you, Boz, briefly about keys for tonight's game for both teams. For Sabatha, I think a lot of it's got to be because Nemaha Central's a great defensive team, so they're going to try and take away Jacob Grimm, Christian McAfee. Who's got to step up for Sabatha tonight to be successful?
Well, I think Marcus Bauman, for me, is kind of that pivot guy. I mean, he can explode and have a fantastic night on any given night. I think if he's able to get confident from beyond the arc, knock down some threes, that's going to make things a little bit easier for him. On the flip side, you look at Nemaha Central, very, very methodical offensive team. They've run the same sets under Coach John Thomas forever. Everybody knows what's coming, but they do such a good job of executing that offense. They get good, easy shots. I think if you're Nemaha Central, controlling the pace and tempo and allowing yourself to run your offense, that's critical.
And prep for our game tonight, we watched Holton against Nemaha last Friday, so we can get our first taste of the Thunder in basketball this season, and we saw a Thunder team underneath 34th-year head coach John Thomas get his 499th career win. He's going for number 500 tonight against arch-rival Nemaha County foe Sabatha. Boz, this should be a fun game here tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's any time that these two teams get together, I mean, just look around, look at the crowd. It's muchly anticipated, and it's a big night. I mean, everybody knows for Nemaha Central, Coach Thomas trying to get that 500th win. What a just massive milestone that is in your coaching career. 34 seasons. What did you talk about last week on the show?
On the Friday night, I said he's been doing this longer than I've been alive, which means we need to take a break. We've got tip-off coming up here in just a few moments. Nemaha Central, Sabatha, a Nemaha County rivalry that dates back many, many moons ago, and a big one here for tonight for league standings and for Nemaha Central Coach John Thomas, a big one for them trying to get him number 500. For Sabatha, they try to stay perfect in conference play. We're coming back with tip-off after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network sports director, Brandon Tadman.
Back here at Sabatha, Jake and Boz, Mike and Logan, and we've got Chance back in the studios quickly to give you your starting lineups. Tonight for the Thunder, 5'10 senior Carter Ratinghouse wearing number 0, 5'9 junior Evan Oberding wearing number 3, 6'8 junior Colby Free wearing number 4, 5'11 senior Trent Thomas wearing number 11, and 6'4 senior wearing number 24, Abe Gilbert. For the Jays, it'll be 5'10 senior Will Ulrich wearing number 3, 6'2 senior Nate Middle wearing number 13, 6'0 senior Marcus Bauman wearing number 14,
6'4" senior Christian McAfee wearing number 34, and 6'5" big man down low senior Jacob Grimm wearing number 44. Time now for our national anthem. We'll take a break. Come back with tip-off here from Sabetha and Emaha. Sabetha boys here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Comes at you next here on 103.9 KNZA.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, Tour Director at Gary Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Gary Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Berwick Oil wants you to protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Synex lubricants. You can earn a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Synex lubricants purchased between now and February 29th, 2024. It's the Synex Gift Cards for Gallons promotion. See Berwick Co-op Oil Company for qualifying Synex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply. Synex Gift Cards for Gallons, a rewarding experience for you and your equipment. Contact Berwick Oil Company or visit berwickoil.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes, but these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-008 to learn how today.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner, and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets satisfaction.
Kansaland Radio.
Great job by the Sabetha Select Choir this evening, giving us our national anthem and great tribute to America as well by Sabetha High School. Nice little flag is dropped down. And,
absolutely.
And recited the Pledge of Allegiance, and a great job of bringing us our national anthem. Really just pulling out all the stops tonight. This is a big
night.
Time.
It's a big night.
Big time. Right. Matchup. That's my partner, Boz. I'm Jake, Logan, and Mike on the Sabetha channel. You can watch the game by clicking mscsports.net. Listen live and select the Sabetha channel. Mr. Chancelink doing amazing with producing this thing as we're throwing curveballs left and right to him, trying to get ready for the tip-off of this game. Again, it'll be Sabetha in their home whites with the navy blues, Emaha in the road purples and blue. Emaha moving right to left across your dial. Sabetha left to right. Emaha is Colby Free in the middle with Christian McAfee, and the tip is won by Sabetha. And here come the Jays moving left to right. Will Ulrich pass it off to Marcus Bauman. Now Nate Mendel on the left wing over to Ulrich. He looks to drive baseline, needs some help, finds big man Jacob Grimm down below, has the ball ripped away by Hilbert, and then a foul will be called on Grimm following the turnover.
Well, Grimm had the great position right there. I think he kind of took one extra dribble, tried to get himself squared up, and Abe Hilbert was right there just like, hey, give me the ball.
We talked about Nemaha Central 34-year coach John Thomas. For Sabatha, he's been a part of the program for a long time, but first-year head coach Josh Wurtenberger has his Jays 12-2, 8-0 in league play. So after the turnover by Sabatha and the foul by Jacob Grimm, it's Nemaha Central with the basketball. Freeze got it, the 6'8 junior top of the key. Gives it off to Rottinghouse. Now Evan Olberding between the rings. Kicks it to the right wing. That's Rottinghouse looking to drive baseline. Left hand layup is good, and the foul. Rottinghouse quickly to the rack. Foul called on Christian McAfee, the 6'4 senior forward for Sabatha. That's two personals, or check that, two team fouls here in the first 30 seconds on Sabatha.
Yeah, Carter Rottinghouse, just a really quick guard. He's really quick off the bounce, able to explode to the rim that time.
Misses the free throw, so it's 2-0 Nemaha Central. Ulrich quickly up the floor, gives it to Grimm between the rings. Left wing, it goes to Mennel. Down low, it goes to Christian McAfee, and another whistle. We got three fouls called in the first 45 minutes. I feel like maybe they're like, we're going to keep this game intact early.
Well, it's interesting how officials kind of approach the game, and it looks to me like they're going to be very, very on top of the pushes, the reaches, those kind of things. Call it pretty tight early on.
Bauman, a corner three off the heel. No rebound, tapped out of bounds off of McAfee. It'll be Nemaha Central basketball. That foul on Nemaha Central was on Colby Free, his first. Coach John Thomas, 499 career victories as a head coach. I think that's been in his mind this week.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, he's been around a long. It's probably just another game for him.
Left wing three on the way by Olberding. Too strong. Rebound ripped down by Marcus Bauman. Bauman quickly up the floor. Weaving through traffic. Layup, no. Rebound ripped down by Free for the Thunder. Bauman just went coast to coast in a hurry.
Yeah, nobody stopped him, and he's going to get to the rim. If nobody gets out and makes him stop, he's not going to do that on his own.
Cooper Kramer into the game for the Thunder. 6'1 senior. Gives it off to Olberding. Nice dish down to Colby Free, and he slams it home right over Bauman. Little drop step, one power dribble, and Colby Free back-to-back slams in two different games.
Boy, really good pick-and-roll offense by Nemaha. They set the screen coming to the middle of the court, and Free just rolled to the baseline, one dribble, and dunked it home.
It helps when you're 6'8", doesn't it?
It does.
Okay.
Yeah, you can get up. You're just a lot closer to the rim when you're 6'8". The guy's got really long wings.
I think I'm 5'8". I mean, he's a full foot taller than me. I don't think I could do that.
No, I know you can.
You know I can. Okay. 4-0, Thunder with the lead and the basketball after Sabatha turns it over for the second time in this game. Olberding tries to dish it off to Free. Hilbert's got it, and he's fouled by McAfee, and that's Christian's second here with just 2 minutes gone by in the first quarter.
Oh, and that's just going to be interesting to see how Sabatha handles some of this foul trouble. McAfee's going to go out of the game, and Grimm has one foul as well. The three team fouls for Sabatha on the bigs.
So into the game for the first time for Sabatha, Tyler Mennel, a 5'10 senior. He replaces McAfee. Left wing, Cooper Kramer. Now they swing it back to the middle of the ring to Rottinghouse. Back to Kramer, dribbles it to the right wing. Gives it off to Free. Now Rottinghouse gets it, drives baseline. Nice dish to Hilbert. Bank shot, no. Rebound fought for, and Hilbert comes away with it. And they'll call a travel as he shuffled his feet, going for that layup.
Yeah, you can tell. I mean, this every possession is so valuable. That ball's loose on the floor. Abe Hilbert able to corral it. Got whistled because he shuffled his feet, but no lack of intensity early in this ball game from either team.
So the Jays have Tyler Mennel on the floor with Will Ulrich, Marcus Bauman, Jacob Grimm. Brody Dieters checks in for the first time as well for the Jays. Here's Ulrich. Left-handed dribble on the right wing, picks it up now. Man-to-man defense here by the Thunder. Tyler Mennel on the left wing. Takes one dribble, skip pass near side. Southpaw Ulrich, three on the way. No, rebound ripped down by Tyler Mennel. Out to Bauman. Thought about a three, but he dribbles into the lane now. Cut off by Rottinghouse. 5 minutes to go in the first frame. 4-0 Nemaha. Tyler Mennel looking to drive baseline. Cut off by Hilbert. Pass deflected. Fight for it. Scrum on the floor, and a foul will be called here on Wyatt Overding as he just took out Will Ulrich. Overding picks up his first, team's second here in the quarter.
Yeah, Overding, he probably could have just dove a little bit earlier, got a hand on that ball, but he waited till Ulrich was almost there. He kind of jumped over the top of him, and officials would call that now. They don't just allow you to dive on top of a player going after a loose ball.
Bauman had triggered in to Tyler Mendels. Back to Bauman on the left wing. Ulrich swings it to the right corner now. Brody Dieters into Grimm. Jacob going to work. Drop step over Hilbert. Fake shot is good.
Really nice move that time by Jacob Grimm. A little fake step to the middle, and then a pivot to the baseline. Great finish.
Over his left shoulder, a great find for him. Down low, quickly come the Thunder, though, and Cooper Kramer finds a soft spot of that defense. It's 6-2, Nemaha Central. Now Grimm swings it left wing to Marcus Bauman. A back screen set for Grimm. Now he has the ball on the left block. Over the left shoulder again. Bank shot this time too strong. Rebound ripped down by Free. Thunder looking to push. Kramer on the left wing. Wide open. Hilbert left lane line. Bank shot is good. And the foul. Give credit there to Wyatt Overding to skip it up to Kramer, who finds Hilbert.
Well, when you want to run, that's what you have to do. You have to have guards that are able to advance the ball down the floor. A lot of high school players want to dribble the ball all the way down. The ball moves a lot faster with a pass. They're able to get it up the floor quick, get it inside. Hilbert with a great finish.
Bauman picks up his first. Team's fourth already here in the quarter as Hilbert knocks in the free throw. He's got his old-fashioned three-point play. It's 9-2. Thunder with the early lead. Here's Bauman on the right wing. Now he's got a mismatch on Hilbert. He has it to Ulrich between the circles. He looks to drive left lane line, cut off by Free. Now outside it goes to Brody Dieters. Back to Bauman between the rings, looking to dribble. Drive, elevate from the free throw line. That's short. Rebound ripped back down by Jacob Grimm. Step through, needs some help, and a foul will be called here. As again, Jacob Grimm is just a beast down low. Logan talked about it earlier in our pregame about how he's averaged 15 points the last two games.
Yeah, he's. You know, I remember him in the past years. He hadn't been super aggressive. He's just a big body. He's really developed some skill this season. We've seen it a couple possessions ago, a little crab dribble to the middle, drops that baseline. That's kind of his go-to, but he's just much more aggressive offensively.
That's a big foul there. That's on Colby Free. So two of the big-time players tonight, Colby Free for Nemaha and Christian McAfee for Sabetha, each two fouls here in the first quarter.
And I was really anticipating that matchup, and it'll still be here throughout the game, but it's tough when both those guys are sitting on the bench right now.
Errant blow of the horn there. We got an offensive foul called here on Sabetha. The team's both stopped for a hot second there, but an errant horn and an offensive foul called on Sabetha's Brody Dieters. A moving screen, his first, team's fifth, but player control, no free throws.
It's always interesting to me that ball had already been inbounded, so it was in play, and the buzzer sounded from the scores table, and everybody kind of stops for just a second. Looks at the officials like, hey, what do we do here?
Latavon Thomas, a 6-foot junior, checks in for the first time for Sabetha. Also in for the Jays will be Kyler Wenger. Nemaha with the basketball as they have Caden Peterson in for the first time as well. Here's Kramer, Cooper from the left elbow, guarded by Bauman, outside to Hilbert, right wing now to Olberding. Evan, head fakes on a jumper, gives it to Hilbert. He'll fire from 15 on the baseline. No, rebound ripped down by Tyler Middle for Sabetha.
Well, you can tell how deliberate Nemaha is. They just try to run their offensive sets over and over and over until they get the shot they want.
Here's Bauman, a baseline drive. He's fouled here on the attack by Caden Peterson of Nemaha. Nine to two, your score, 2:49 to go in the quarter. Bauman had triggered in for Sabetha, gets it into Jacob Grimm. Back out to Bauman on the left wing. Dribbles between the legs, needs some help, skip past near side to Kyler Wenger. Now to Latavion Thomas on the right wing. Nice fine down low to Grimm. Jacob skips it outside to Bauman on the left wing. Drives in, his shot blocked by Hilbert, but on the follow through, Hilbert picks up the foul. It'll send Bauman to the line for two.
And Marcus Bauman, he's so good off the dribble. He's got just a really quick first step. And over the years, I've seen him do that so many times, just shot fake from the three-point line because he's a great shooter. You got to close out hard. And then one dribble to the paint, pull-up jumper, so smooth.
82% foul shooter is Bauman. He buries the first. One more coming up here, 2:33 to go in the quarter, 9-3. Nemaha with the lead. Bauman. second toss rattles home. He's got two. 9-4, 2.5 to go in the quarter. Nemaw with the lead in the basketball by five. Here's Peterson dribbling into the Oberding on the left wing. Spins on Winger. Back out to Peterson and back to Oberding. Skip it right wing out of Kramer. Screen comes from Hilbert. Kramer gives it off to Peterson. Now Oberding on the left wing. Little pick and pop here for Peterson. He's cut off there by Winger. Now an entry by Oberding, and he's fouled by Kyler Winger on the shot.
Those are tough calls. I never want to really comment on the officiating too much, but it's always tough. Here's this. From a coaching perspective, the far sideline official called that foul when it happened right underneath the basket.
Oberding misses the first. He's got one more upcoming. So both teams having to go a little bit deeper on their benches earlier than expected due to some foul trouble early on here. Each team with five team fouls. The next foul for either side brings in some free throws. Trent Thomas checks in for the Thunder. Replaces Cooper Kramer. 10-4, your score. Oberding made the second free throw. Tavion Thomas, nice find to Grimm, who misses the bunny underneath the basket.
Yeah, he's going to want that one back.
Quickly up the floor, here comes the Thunder. Trent Thomas in the lane, elevates from three. That shot missed. Rebound, Latavion Thomas, and a jump ball. Possession will stay with Nemaha. Coach Wartenberger looking on at his defense, and they're staying in man-to-man here. Trent Thomas looks to trigger. Gets it in the front court to Carter Rottinghouse. Back to Thomas on the left wing. Gets a screen from Hilbert. Drives in. Kicks out. Peterson can't get enough separation. Gives it to Rottinghouse. Back to Peterson. Back to Rottinghouse between the rings.
Well, thing Nemaha, they just don't panic. They run this ball screen on the wings over and over until they get either the pick and roll or somebody tries to go under the screen. The guard can pop out and shoot the three.
Carter Rottinghouse with the dribble. Left wing. Three on the way by Evan Oberding. That one's way too strong. And a fight for the rebound, and a foul will be called here. And it's going to be free throws for Marcus Bauman. Going for the rebound, I believe, Trent Thomas?
Yeah, that's who they got him. Just trying a little overly aggressive there, trying to go after that board. Puts Bauman to the foul line, which that's somebody you definitely don't want to foul if you're Nemaha Central.
No doubt. He's 2-for-2 on the night, 83% on the season. First personal on Thomas. First free throw is good. 16 fouls now on Nemaha Central. A minute 20 to go. 10-5. Thunder never trailed in this game. Lead by five as Bauman misses the second. I guess he's not 100%.
Yeah, he's beat. I'll miss one every now and again, I guess.
75% on the night tonight. 70 seconds remaining, 10-5, the lead for Nemaha with the basketball. Into the front court, Rottinghouse on the right wing. Nice find down low to Abe Hilbert, and that's a double dribble.
Yeah, Abe Hilbert, he had the ball with one hand. It hit the deck, he picked it up, and then went ahead and dribbled again.
Sabetha brings in Harper Schnelsley for the first time, a 5'7" senior. Also in for the first time, Kellen Winger, Schmelsley, Latavion Thomas now on the left wing under a minute to go in the quarter. Thomas underneath the basket, Tyler Middle, reverse layup, no. Rebound Abe Hilbert for the Thunder. 10-5, quick up the floor, here come the Thunder. It's Peterson, backside layup, miss, and a foul will be called here on Trent Thomas. It's his second, and we're going to go 94 feet for free throws.
Yeah, that's the one thing that's different this year. I mean, we're halfway through the season, so we've seen enough of it, but the free throw situation, both either team gets the five fouls, two shots, and this is what can happen sometimes when you got two really aggressive teams. You end up the last 2 minutes of this quarter then free throws back and forth.
This is 6 foot senior Kellen Winger to the line for two. Second on Thomas. Bree has two for the Thunder. Winger's first one rattles out. 17 fouls here in this first frame for Nemaha. second toss missed. Rebound ripped down by Abe Hilbert for the Thunder. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Hilbert with the left-handed dribble gets it off to Evan Olberding, who stands between the circles. Nemaha looking to hold for the final shot. Up by five, 20 seconds to go. Now Trent Thomas on the right wing will dribble it back to the middle. 40 feet away from the basket, needs help, gets it to Evan Olberding. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Olberding with the right-handed dribble, top of the key, Peterson down low, goes to Hilbert. Abe, step through, shot off the window, no. Rebound fought for, Thomas has got it for Sabetha, and his shot blocked by Hilbert at the buzzer. We go to quarter number two, Nemaha Central 10, Sabetha 5, as we head to the second quarter of action in this Nemaha County rivalry here on 103.9 KNZA and the Sabetha Channel.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Use your precision farming technology to improve your crop insurance coverage. Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha has teamed up with Farmers Mutual Hale to give you the best automated crop reporting experience with whatever precision technology you use. They've done it for years. Start saving time, improving accuracy, and raising your production history today. Need support when the equipment doesn't work? They can get you access to that as well. Call Kansas Insurance in Sabetha today to learn more. 785-284-7611.
KNZA.
Second quarter action about to get underway. You're hanging out with Jake and Vaz here on a Tuesday, here with Mike and Logan from the Sabetha Channel. Chance Link back at the studios. It's 10-5, Nemaha, Sabetha with the basketball, trailing by 5 as we begin second quarter of action. And Vaz, 11 Blue Jays played in that first quarter.
Yeah, got some foul trouble early, got some guys getting a lot of playing time. Nice elevator screen for Bauman out of the quarter.
Three on the way was missed. Rebound by Carter Hike for Nemaha, his first action of the game. We'll reset your lineups now as Hike drives baseline. His layup is no good. Rebound ripped down by Sabetha and Nate Middle. So from the Jays, it's Middle as Bauman throws it away. Turnover on Sabetha, number three. Up the court quickly, Olberding, his layup. That's missed. Rebound Tyler Middle for the Blue Jays. Will we ever get a lineup reset? It's going too quick right now. Will Ulrich on the floor. He drives baseline. His wild shot missed. Rebound ripped down by Jacob Grimm. His putback is good. I think I naturally said all five Jays on the floor right there. It's Grimm, Tyler Middle, Will Ulrich, Marcus Bauman, Nate Middle on the floor for the Jays with Will Ulrich. For Nemaha Central, it's Carter Rottinghouse, Carter Hike, Abe Hilbert, Evan Olberding, and Caden Peterson. So 10-7. Lead for Nemaha with the basketball, and running right at the lane was Carter Rottinghouse. His shot off the window, no.
Nemaha's had 2 point-blank layups the last 2 possessions that they were not able to convert.
Nate Menold has it on the left wing, gives it off to Will Ulrich. The south ball guarded by Evan Olberding, gives it off to Menold. Nate is drawing contact from Carter Hike. That'll be his first, team's first here in this quarter. 6:24 to go in the opening half. Talk about Sabetha going 11 deep in that first quarter. Eight deep for the Thunder on their side of things as the Jays' unforced error there, turnover on Sabetha.
Yeah, both teams are doing pretty good. Sabetha's got 4 turnovers here in this ballgame. Nemaha Central just has 2. Both teams doing a nice job taking care of the ball.
Sabetha has never led in this game as Nemaha's had the lead the entirety of it. It's 10-7. Back into the game, Brody Dieters for Sabetha. Here's Olberding, elevates from the free throw line. That's no good. Rebound to Bauman, and Sabetha looking to push. Marcus across the timeline, quickly up the floor, Dieters. He looks to drive baseline, cut off, and steps out of bounds. Turnover number 5 now on the Blue Jays.
Yeah, Brody Dieters, they advanced the ball quickly to him. He went baseline, but there wasn't anywhere for him to go. He got himself in trouble there and stepped on the baseline. That's the 5th turnover for Sabetha.
Carter Rottinghouse brings it across. the timeline to Carter Hyde. Now Hilbert driving right lane, line cut off by Grimm. Now here's Rodinghouse, elevates. What a shot from 10. Kind of like a Kobe shot, like it'll pull up and fade away.
Well, I told you he is really quick off the dribble, and that's his kind of go-to move, that quick one, two dribbles to his right and the pull-up jumper.
12-7 now, the lead for Nima Hahn. Another turnover on Sabetha, their sixth. Here's Rodinghouse, quickly up the floor over to Hike on the left baseline. Top of the key, Evan Olberding, straightaway three, no. Rebound, Jacob Grimm for the Jays, and Sabetha. Marcus Bauman, look to push. Up the floor into the corner on the left side, that's Brody Dieters. Dribbles it to the left wing, now high post action to Grimm. Nice back cut by Tyler Mennel, but it's off his hands, out of bounds. Turnover number seven. Kobe Free will check back in with those two fouls for Nemaha as Coach Thomas gives Abe Hilbert a blow, who has not had a break yet in this game.
I said both teams doing a nice job taking care of the ball, and we shouldn't talk about those
what
things.
What are you doing?
Because I know in the last roughly 2 minutes, Sabeth has turned it over four times.
Olberding across the timeline. Now Carter Rodinghouse on the right wing. Between the rings now, it's Hike. Quick pass down low to Kobe Free. Spin around in the middle of the lane. Right-hand baby hook is good. He's got four. And the lead's now doubled up. It's 14-7. Thunder with the lead. 4:40 to go here in this second quarter. Kyler Winger with the basketball. Over to Tyler Menholder. Nearly walked with it. Gives it off to Will Ulrich. He nearly walks with it. And this time they do call it for it.
For the last couple of possessions with Sabetha, it's their... they're over-dribbling, over-passing. They're getting themselves into some tough spots, and they're turning over the ball. There really wasn't anywhere for Will Ulrich to go. He forced the action and got his feet tangled. I think Sabetha just needs to back things out and be a little more patient offensively.
4:30 to go in the opening half. Highland Community College halftime report coming up here in just a little bit. 14-7, Nemaha with the lead and the basketball moving right to left across your dial. Left wing, it's Carter Hike. Octavian Thomas guarding him. Under swinging around to the right wing, there's Rodinghouse. Now Peterson to Hike between the rings. Left wing now to Olberding. High post flash here is Kobe Free. And his man-to-man defense, you got a big matchup right now with Free guarded by Tyler Mennel. But Carter Rodinghouse blows by both and spins it home.
I don't know how he got that in, a little circus shot. I was about to say that was a really good defensive possession for Sabetha. Just didn't give him any room to get to the rim, but Rodinghouse finds a way.
LT Thomas in the lane, kicks it out. Now to Bauman, who spins in the lane, elevates from eight. Bank shot, no. Rebound, 5-4, ball free on the deck. Picked up by Kellen Winger for Sabetha, and then a foul by Carter Rodinghouse.
That's five offensive rebounds for Sabetha here in this first half. They're getting some extra possessions. They're just not able to convert yet.
Doing all that without Christian McAfee on the floor because he's had two fouls. Picked that second one up with about 6 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, if you look at Sabetha's bench, Christian McAfee, he's about the 10th guy on the bench. He knows he's probably not going to get in this second quarter. They'll keep him for the second half.
Calvin Evans, the 5'7 senior, checks in for Marcus Bauman. He'll trigger in for Sabetha. Evans triggers it in and throws it away. Turnover on Sabetha number 9. Up the floor quickly. Here's Rodinghouse. Carter layup, yes. 8 points now for Rodinghouse. The lead is ballooned now. It's 18-7. 8-0 quarter here. Here's LT Thomas, right wing three. That's good.
Well, Sabetha needed that. Just somebody to knock down a perimeter jumper, maybe stretch out that defense a little bit from Nemaha.
Averages 2 points a game, has three right here. 18-13 your score now. Left wing, it's Carter Hike. He just loses the handle on it. Turnover number three on Nemaha. It is 18-13. I still haven't seen them update the score. Or was it 18-7?
It's 18-10.
It's 18-10 now. I don't know why I was thinking it was already.
I
think they got me. They put it up so quick. So it's 18-10, 2:45 to go in the half. Tyler Mennel on the left wing for Sabetha. Kicks it out to Winger. Kyler, he'll fire a right wing three. That one's no. Rebound by Tyler Winger. His reverse layup. Spinning, no. LT Thomas, his rebound put back, no, but he's fouled and will go to the line. And Coach Thomas, not happy with that defensive rebounding effort.
Yeah, you can't give up that many opportunities if you're Nemaha Central. Sabetha's got seven offensive boards in this first half.
Cooper Kramer picks up the first personal for him, 13th foul. It's 18 to 10. Man, I still can't get over how quickly they got that up on the board. It was quick. Well, you know, we talk about the offensive boards that Sebessa's had success with tonight, which is unusual. You look, 3 of 6, 8. Abe Hilbert's, what, 6'4", 6'5", 6'4". They definitely have a size advantage, but Sebessa really crashing the offensive glass. So Tavion Thomas goes 2 for 2 from the line. It's now 18 to 12. Little mini run here by the Blue Jays of 5 to nothing, and a foul will be called here on Calvin Evans for Sebessa, his first, team's first here in the quarter. So let's give you a lineup reset, shall we? For Nemaha Central, it's Abe Hilbert, Carter Hike, Carter Rottinghouse, Colby Free, and Cooper Kramer. For Sebessa, it's Tyler Mendel, Calvin Evans has downloaded Hilbert, his shot off the window. They'll say it's before the shot on the floor. Abe Hilbert thought he had a bucket there, but fouled the four on Tyler Mendel. So it's Tyler Mendel, Kyler Winger, Calvin Evans, Jacob Grimm back into the game now, and Latavion Thomas. Hike and Cooper Kramer go out for the Thunder, bringing back in Peterson and Olberding. 2:15 to go in the half, 18 to 12. Nemaha never trailed this game with a 6-point lead. Here's Hilbert driving in the lane over Grimm. His layup, it's good, and the foul. And LT Thomas took the worst of that as Jacob Grimm.
Yeah, no doubt that time. Hilbert able to take it strong to the rim, got the foul, and one opportunity right here. Nice aggressive drive by Abe Hilbert.
Hilbert to the line for an and one opportunity here. Free throw on the way, off the back heel. Rebound ripped down. LT Thomas for the Blue Jays. 2 minutes even to go in the opening half. It's 20 to 12, Nemaha Central. Evans on the left wing, top of the key now to Kyler Winger. Sebessa moving left to right. Evans on the left wing into the corner. It goes to Latavion Thomas. Now Tyler Mendel between the rings. Swings it to the right side, and Jacob Grimm. One dribble for him, and he picks it up. Needs help. Finds Evans. Skips it over to Tyler Mendel. Now Evans, Calvin, into the corner to LT Thomas, who loses the handle on it, saves it in, right to Evan Olberding. Turnover number 10 now on Sebessa. Here comes the Thunder, quickly up the floor, free, his layup, it's good.
That's one thing Sebessa can't have, a turnover that leads to a transition easy bucket for Nemaha.
10-point lead here for the Thunder. It's 22-12, a minute 15 to go in the half. Calvin Evans into the corner to Tyler Mendel, head fakes on a jumper, guarded by the Free, who has got those two fouls. Still no C-Mac in this first half, but Coach Wurtenberger holding him for the second half. 1 minute to go. Kyler Winger, turnaround Jay is good.
Nice jumper by Winger. Caught it on the far baseline, little spin to the baseline side, turnaround jumper.
And then a turnover by the Thunder as Olberding tried to get it up to Peterson quickly and threw his hand. Turnover number 5 on Nemaha Central. Trent Thomas will come into the game for the Thunder, replacing Colby Free. There's a big size discrepancy. Going from 6'8 to 5'11. I think the 5'11 is a little favorable, too.
It sure could be.
45 seconds. All that remains here in quarter number two. 22-14. Gallman back into the game for the Jays. Down low to Jacob Grimm. Nice find to Tyler Mendel, who saves it back in. He was falling out of bounds to Calvin Evans. He's got no dribble at a timeout. Needs help. Close to a 5-second call. Over to Mendel, and this is scrum right now, and Bauman turns it over. 22 seconds to go, Sebessa's 11th turnover.
Yeah, that was a really disjointed possession from Sebessa. They were on our heels the entire time. They need to get a stop defensively here.
Evan Olberding with the dribble. Get the screen from Hilbert. Drives in. A foul will be called with 9 seconds to go. Just the fourth team foul, so no free throws. Calvin Evans picks up his second here with 9 seconds to go in the half. Sebessa will bring back in Brody Dieters, but not before a timeout on the floor. We'll take it with them. Just 9 seconds to go. We're back in 30 seconds. 22-14, Nemaha. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the Nemaha Central timeout, 9 seconds to go in the half. Thunder trigger it in to Colby Free. His pass deflected, taken up by Trent Thomas. 5 seconds to go in the half. Thomas needs help, gives over to Free on the left wing. 2 seconds to go. Free fires up a three of the buzzer, and it's short. We've reached halftime. Island Community College halftime report with your halftime score, 22-14. Your halftime score at Nemaha Central with the advantage by 8. We're back after this to summarize our first half of action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Rainbow is celebrating 2024 and wants to share the love. You've survived the holiday bustle. Now it's time to do the Valentine hustle. Rainbow is in love with fast, reliable internet that can provide you with a strong connection to search for that perfect bouquet of flowers for your loved one. Here's an exclusive offer just for you. Sign up for Rainbow Internet during this happy season and get any package for 2024 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. See office for details.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
And it's halftime here in Sabetha. Nemaha Central never has trailed in this first half. 22-14, the Thunder lead Sabetha here at the halftime break. Halftime show presented by Highland Community College. From here, you can see anywhere here on highlandcc.edu. First half goes the way of Nemaha Central, leading 22-14. And there is a fun little program going on right now. And I feel like we got a whisper up here there a little bit, don't we?
Kids are cheering out there, and everybody's really, really quiet.
And you definitely don't want to interrupt that. And this is going to be kind of an extended halftime because of this. They're still going to let the boys warm up. Plenty of time for that. So we're going to step aside for a couple minutes here, let the girls have their fun and cheering out there for the crowd. So we're going to step aside for a chance for 90 seconds. When we come back, we will have our first half statistics.
The top priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers surgical services of local surgeons. Doctors Aaron Brown and Dennis Jimenez provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to developing and growing rural general surgery programs. Most surgical procedures can be performed on-site at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the services provided at Sabetha Community Hospital at sabethahospital.com.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Kime TS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Savetha.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners.
Safeguard your environment
with livestock risk protection. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected loss. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs.
And we're back here at Savetha, here for Savetha, Nemaha Central on the guys' side. Halftime score 22-14. Nemaha Central leading over the Blue Jays 10-5 at the end of the first frame, and then a 12-9 run in the second quarter, extending that lead up to 8 for the Thunder. In the first half, leading the way for Savetha scoring-wise was off the bench. Great job by Latavion Thomas, leading the way with 5 points in the first half for Savetha, 4 for Jacob Grimm. Just 3 points for Marcus Bauman, as he had 3 for 4 from the free throw line, and then 2 from Kyler Wenger. Big storyline for Savetha. Christian McAfee, no points in the first half, picked up his second foul with about 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Did not see the floor after that. Big statistic that Bob will get to here in a minute, which is turnovers, and we'll talk about those momentarily. But for Central leading the way was Carter Rottinghouse with 8 in the first half. 6 for Colby Free, including a massive dunk for his first field goal of the night. 5 for Abe Hilbert, then 2 for Cooper Kramer, and 1 for Evan Olberding in the first half. Boz, we had a lot of different statistical categories. Turnover is a big storyline that first half for Savetha.
Yeah, big storyline. Here's, you know, when you look at that first half, Savetha was disjointed for the majority of that first half. They didn't shoot the ball well. And when I say they didn't shoot it well, they shot it to the tune of 19% in the first half. You couple that with 11 first half turnovers, that's a bad recipe. That's a tough recipe to try to win ball games. You know, the problem is Savetha only had 3 field goals in the first half. They had 3 field goals, 4 free throws. So offensively, they're just not able to find any rhythm. They're not making a lot of shots. I know that'll change in the second half. Always does. Teams that shoot bad in the first half, they come out, they find a way in the second half. But, you know, you got to give credit to Nemaha Central. They shot 48% in the first half. They were 10 of 21 from the field. They did not make a field goal from beyond the arc. Everything that they have made has been in or near the paint, inbound, out to about maybe 10 feet. They've been very aggressive attacking the rim, not settling for a lot of threes. They were 0 for 4 beyond the arc, but for the most part, their game is run offense, attack the rim, try to take advantage of their size inside. 22-14, your halftime score. What needs to change? We'll start with Sabetha's side. I think a big thing is Christian McAfee's got to get into the game and be involved, but what are you noticing from that Sabetha side that Coach Wurtenberger's going to be talking about with his guys in the locker room? Well, and I think part of it is the foul trouble early on. You know, you have a game plan when you come into the contest, and if things change in 2 minutes and all of a sudden your guys are in foul trouble, you've got to adapt on the fly. And I think that's the reason why Savetha struggled a little bit offensively was that wasn't their normal cohesive unit. Christian McAfee is a major part of that, and he played maybe, 3 minutes in the first half? 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So he's just a massive cog in their their wheel. And so getting him back in the second half, I think, is going to help. I think Sabetha needs to keep attacking inside, and that you've got to have McAfee on the floor. Jacob Grimm did a nice job in the first half when he did get post entries, but just Sabetha as a team, just not real efficient offensively, not shooting the ball terribly well. They got to turn that around in the second half.
Again, Coach John Thomas looking for win number 500 tonight. Boz, what is the Thunder's game plan? What's he talking about with his guys right now? They got an 8-point lead, but a couple of instances you saw him very displeased with the effort from his team.
Yeah, and that's, you know, if you're Nehawk, you want more of the same in the second half. You don't need to change anything. Statistically speaking, they out-rebounded Sabetha. They were more efficient offensively. They shot the ball at a high clip, 48%. They only had 4 turnovers in that first half. So if you're Nehawk Central, you stay with what's working, and that's being very deliberate in your offensive sets, trying to get the ball inside to 3 and Abe Hilbert. Let those guys go to work inside. That's why I think it's so critical to get McAfee back on the floor, try to take away some of the inside game from Sabetha.
Sabetha played 11 different players in that first half. Check out 12 different players in that first half tonight, which, again, just typically unheard of in a basketball game. A lot of times you're shooting up, 15 kids maybe for a varsity game. When you go to substate state, you can only have 12 on a roster. Very uncommon as that happened. But I think foul trouble was a big reason for that in the first half. And I think also Coach Wirt, he was just trying to figure out what group was going to work for them tonight.
Yeah, McAfee being on the bench, you're trying to find a combination that will work for you. And he went way deep on the bench. And you're right, you don't typically see coaches go more than 8, 9, sometimes 10. Boy, he went all the way down to 11, 12 guys. I mean, everybody saw the court in the first half. But you're just trying to find something to get your team going. And nothing wrong with that. I think they just have to have their main guys on the floor and kind of whittle that down. You want your dogs out there getting after you here in the second half.
Nehawk Central, they went 8 deep in that first half. And, you know, again, when you're looking at kind of what we saw in that first half, Abe Hilbert really didn't get going. I think I would say in that first half, had a few flashes throughout that first half. But what's working on the defensive side for this Nehawk Central team that's really forcing those issues? Because we said Jacob Grimm's name early on, but he's banging down low against guys like Abe Hilbert and Colby Decree, and I think they're really stifling the big man down low for Sabetha.
Yeah, here's the thing that's working for Nehawk Central defensively. They're playing really good man-to-man defense, tight man-to-man defense. You think back over the first half, I don't know that Sabetha had maybe 1 or 2 open looks that were uncontested. They had a lot of pressure. Nehawk forced them out past the three-point line. A lot of the success that came from Sabetha was trying to dribble drive and create some angles to get to the rim. And even with that, they only made 2 shots inside the paint, 1-3. So getting open shots for Sabetha was tough. Nehawk Central all over them defensively.
Scores from around the area here this evening as we've got different action from the girls earlier tonight. Final score, Marshall Mounts Academy defeat Oskaloosa 51-38. Donovan West girls defeat Onega 66-34 earlier tonight. Valley Heights defeats Lynn 47-40. Holton defeated Jeff West 49-35 on a big night from junior guard Kaya Taylor, who had 19 points in that game earlier this evening. Our girls matchup, Nehawk Central defeated Sabetha 51-20. And then in the Northeast Kansas League, Jackson Heights girls fall to Pleasant Ridge 57-42. On the guys' side, boys' halftime scores, Jackson Heights, Pleasant Ridge, locked in at 18 apiece in that one. And then Holton, Jeff West in Holton, 13-11, your halftime score. Holton leading Jeff West by 2. Again, here in Sabetha, Nehawk Central leading 22-14. John Thomas from Nehawk Central, the storyline tonight, that's for sure, as he's got 499 wins in his career, looking for the big win, number 500, if he can do that against his arch rival here in Nehawk County, rival Sabetha. The Blue Jays and the Thunder, second half action gets started after this 2-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meats meet satisfaction.
Moral Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Moral Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Chance Link back in the studios. You're hanging out with Jacob Oz on a Tuesday in Omaha Central, Sabetha. Second half action getting underway also on the Sabetha channel with Mike and Logan. Sabetha with the basketball, Omaha with the basketball, and a quick turnover here as Evan Overding shuffles his feet for the Thunder, their first here in the second half. Starting here out for the second half, it's Will Ulrich, Jacob Grimm, Christian McAfee, haven't said his name for a while for Sabetha. Also on the floor, Nate Middleton, Marcus Bauman, the starting five. Here's McAfee on the right block, elevates and banks it home, and that's what the Jays were needing in that first half, and they go deliberately down to him to begin the set. That's what McAfee does. He went through Abe Hilbert and Colby Free, the two tallest guys on the court for Omaha Central, and McAfee said, hey, I've been sitting long enough, I'm going to come out here and score. For the Thunder, it's Abe Hilbert, Cooper Kramer, Evan Overding, Carter Rottinghouse, and Colby Free for the Thunder. Here's Hilbert looking at the baseline, but Grimm, great defense, cutting him off on the baseline. He's a wide body. It's hard to attack with good angles on him because he's so wide. Hilbert sets a screen here for Overding, drives in the lane, scoop shot off the window. Ooh, it's good. Wow. We've seen Evan Overding now with a circus shot and Carter Rottinghouse. Quickly up the floor comes Marcus Bauman. Do they count the basket? They do. Bauman quickly up the floor, banks it home, picks up a foul on Omaha Central. And that's going to go up against on the Thunder's Carter Rottinghouse. It's his second. You feel like Sabetha, they got a little shot in the arm at halftime. That transition bucket right there, Marcus Bauman taking it strong to the rim. It's almost like they said, listen, from halftime, we're going to come out here and we're going to assert ourselves. Bauman makes the free throw. He's 4 out of 5 from the line tonight. Talked to assistant coach Mason Chaney's wife, Paige, relative of mine, and I said, man, I would have loved to hear what that halftime was like in the Sabetha locker room. And she goes, I'll text you what happened.
Yeah.
24-19, Thunder with the lead. I've never trailed in this game. This is the closest Sabetha's been in quite a while. Cooper Kramer on the right wing. He's guarded by Nate Middle for Sabetha. Now Hilbert, to the left wing. And Overding drives by his defender. Nice dish down low to Hilbert, who banks it home.
That was a really good possession for Omaha Central. They ran their ball screen offense probably 12 different times until they got the pick and roll that they wanted.
Bauman to the top of the key. Ulrich head fakes on a three. Southpaw drives in. Floats one off the rim. No. Rebound ripped down by Rottinghouse. Looking to push. Left wing it goes. Evan Overding, one dribble. Steps into a left wing three. That one's short. Rebound ripped down by Jacob Grimm of the Jays, and he throws it right to Rottinghouse. So a turnover on Sabetha. I'm sure Jacob Grimm just saw a different color on that jersey, but that was right to Carter Rottinghouse. Now Overding to Free. Into the corner it comes to the right side to Rottinghouse. Will dribble it back out. Now Hilbert on the left elbow. Dishes it to Cooper Kramer. Drives baseline and throws it away. off the foot, though, of Nate Minow. It'll stay in Omaha basketball. 5:31 to go in the third. It's 26-19 Thunder. On the night where, as if the rivalry needed anything else.
Yeah. What else can you add to this?
John Thomas going for win number 500. Here's a step back by Cooper Kramer. Way too strong. Rebound backside by Ulrich. He looks to push. Will. Left lane line drive. Got picked by Rottinghouse, but picked up, though, by Bauman. Now Grimm gives it off to McAfee, who maybe traveled with it, and he did.
Those are sometimes, as a coach, you see the ball kind of fumbling around on the ground. Nobody can really get a handle on it. You just want to yell at somebody, like, just grab the ball strong, get set, let's run some offense.
Halftime, boys. Donovan West leading Onega 30-17. Scoring updates presented by Holthaus Auto House. How many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? Carter Rottinghouse gets a screen from Hilbert. Passes it off to Free. Now opening on the left wing, gets a screen from Free. Back to Hilbert now on the right wing. Coach Kelly Williams saying, keep working.
Yep. They don't want to. They just want to be patient. Just keep running the same offense. Omaha Central, their guards have to be a little more aggressive off that pick and roll.
Evan Oberding!
Another crazy shot.
Reverse layup blows by defender Will Ulrich. Goes around contact from McAfee and lays it in off the window. Jay's into the front court now. It's Grimm. Gets it off to Will Ulrich. 28-19 now. Thunder with the lead. Ulrich trying to drive baseline. Nice dish to Grimm. Power dribble. Good find to McAfee, who has it swatted away by Free. Rottinghouse up the floor quickly. Right lane line drive. His layup. Yes! And the foul.
Boy, that's a tough sequence right there. Sabetha got exactly what they wanted. McAfee going to the rim. Colby Free jumps up and swatted it out of the air, which led to transition bucket for Carter Rottinghouse.
First foul on Nate Minow here in this game, and Rottinghouse going to the line where he's 0-for-1 on the night. Make it 0-for-2. And then Free just picked up his third foul on the rebound.
Yeah, that's where you've got to be a little bit smarter about your situation sometimes. You can't fault the effort. That was good effort going after the board, but you also got to know, hey, I already got two fouls. I don't need to be sitting on the bench.
This was a four-point game just a moment ago. It's ballooned back up to 11. It's 30-19 Thunder. Have never trailed in this game. Sabetha with the basketball down by 11. Here's McAfee. Outside it goes Ulrich. Right wing three, they need it. Cannot get it. Rebound tapped around. Hilbert clears for the Thunder. Carter Rottinghouse slows things up now. Picked up by Bauman at the timeline. Left wing and the pass knocked away and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Thunder as great defensive effort there by Nate Minow.
Yeah, just trying to make something happen. That's the thing. Sabetha's been playing with great energy. They're playing hard. They're doing all the things you want. But sometimes it's just an off night. Things aren't going your way. They're going to have to find a way to be resilient through this second half, get themselves back in the game.
Tyler Middle checks in for Jacob Grimm. Colby Free comes out for the Thunder. As in for the first time is Derek Wirtz. Rottinghouse drives baseline, kicks in the corner. Oberding, a corner three is short. And then a foul will be called on Omaha Central going for the rebound.
Yeah, Evan Oberding, we saw him last week. He's a kid that can knock down the three ball. He hadn't hit one yet tonight, but if you're Sabetha, you got to make sure you account for him. You can't lose sight of where he's at.
Foul is on Cooper Kramer, his second. Quickly at the floor come the Blue Jays with the basketball down by 11. 3:10 to go in the third. Bauman, entry to McAfee, Christian, top of the key, Tyler Middle, head fix three, jump stop at the elbow, gives it to Bauman who drives baseline, and a foul will be called here on Rottinghouse, and Carter just picked up his third.
Yeah, foul situation is going to be real interesting in this fourth quarter. Officials have called it real tight tonight, both ways, which is fine, but they see these fouls start mounting up.
Cooper Kramer comes out, Trent Thomas comes in, so that means that Carter Rottinghouse stays in the game with those three fouls. Entry. Corner three on the way by Nate Minow. That's short. Rebound ripped down by C-Mac. Christian out to Tyler Minow. Into the left corner it comes now. Bauman, he'll try a three. That's good.
That's the guy that Sabetha needs to get going. Marcus Bauman, he's been awfully quiet tonight. Those were his first points of the night?
No.
That was in free throws.
No.
First field goal?
Second field goal.
Second field goal.
He's got
okay.
Nine on the night.
Okay.
Quiet nine, though. 30-22, 2:30 to go in the third. Gilbert. Dribble weave action with Thomas. Now it's out to Wirtz on the left wing. He hasn't dribbled, needs help, finds it to Carter Rottinghouse. Now a near steal by McAfee, and he picks up his third. C-Mac, just a almost like he got baited into that run.
It's just an instinct thing. You anticipate that pass. Once you've committed, it's kind of too late to stop.
He'll stay in the game with those three fouls, and timeout on the floor by Sabetha. 2:21 to go in the third. It's 30-22. Nemahana Central leading the Jays. Back here in just 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Hansaland Radio.
Oh, yeah, the Nemaha County rivalry. Sabetha, Nemaha Central, and the Thunder lead 30-22 with 2:21 to go in the third frame here in the guys' contest. I'm Jake, that's Foz. Mike and Logan. I said Mogan numerous times tonight.
Yeah.
Mike and Logan on the Sabetha channel. Chance Link back at our studios here this evening as well. Give you a quick lineup reset while we got the chance. For Nemaha Central, Trent Thomas, Derek Wirth, Abe Hilbert, Cooper Kramer on the floor with Evan Olberding. For Sabetha, it's Kyler Winger joined by Brody Dieters. Christian McAfee still on the floor with three fouls. Marcus Bauman and Tyler Minnold. Nemaha with the basketball. Out of the timeout, it's Cooper Kramer trapped on the near side. Finds Hilbert on the right block. Eight. And he's fouled as he tried to pass it into the corner to Evan Olberding. And that's going to be the third team foul on Sabetha. Will they call that a shooting foul?
Yeah, Hilbert trying to go up, and the ball got... The defensive player came down, swiped down on the ball. A lot of times they'll call that.
Hilbert's first free throw spins out of there. One more upcoming here. Second toss from Hilbert off the back lip. No rebound. C-Mac for Sabetha. Staying on the floor with those three fouls. He's got it between the rings. Swings it left side now to Brody Dieters. Top of the key, they reset with Kyler Winger. Back to Dieters on the left wing. One dribble and fix it up. Entry pass to C-Mac. Left block, skips it right between the legs of Tyler Minnold on the right wing.
That was the right idea. McAfee had the inside paint touch, kick it to the weak side, just to... Not a great pass, kind of low. It looked like a ground ball going to shortstop. Went right through the legs out of bounds.
Turnover on the Blue Jays, and Nemaha with the basketball now. Trent Thomas on the right wing. Kicks it. Nice attack instead. He faked the give. Now he gets his own rebound after the missed shot. Thomas will dribble it right back out and reset offense here. Trent to the right wing. It's Evan Olberding. Carter Hike in the game now for Nemaha as well. Has the right-handed dribble, needs some help, finds Abe Hilbert on the right wing, and Bauman on him.
So that's starting to turn up the defensive pressure a little bit. They're forcing Nemaha outside their comfort zone, way away from the basket. Good defensive possession.
Trent Thomas missed the shot. Great job there by Brody Dieters with the seal on the block out. Up the floor come the Blue Jays. McAfee's got it in the corner. Left wing on the way now is Tyler Middle. Drives into the lane, needs some help. Nice cut by Bauman. Great extra pass to C-Mac. His turnaround Jay off the window. Now a rebound ripped down by Wirtz for Nemaha. Up the floor quickly. Carter Hike got it. Dribbles it in the lane. Needs help. Finds Thomas. And Coach John Thomas says, slow down.
Coach Thomas put his hand up like, stop. Just slow down. Back it up. Let's run some offense.
8-point lead for Nemaha Central. 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Carter Hike, a left corner three on the way. No. Rebound fought for. And a foul will be called here on Nemaha Central. See who that's on, as looks like it's going to be called on Derek Wirtz. Be his first, and that's the 15th foul on Nemaha Central, so we go 94 feet.
Boy, this
it's
is
closer to 84 feet.
Yeah, it is, but that's okay. Yeah. It's the way Sabetha, they got to make sure they convert from foul line. You can inch your way back into this game, knocking down some free throws.
Tyler in the middle of the line to shoot a pair. First one is good. Now, I was getting ready to say, too, for Sabetha, Latavion Thomas had 5 points in the first half, big minutes for the Blue Jays. We hadn't said his name once in the third quarter. He just checked in for Marcus Bounder. Southall tries a second attempt, and that one's short. Rebound ripped down by Evan Oberding for Nemaha. 30-23, 25 seconds, all that remains in quarter number three. Thunder with the basketball. Oberding guarded tightly by Winger. Thomas comes up to trap. Now Hilbert's got it. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Now Trent Thomas with the basketball. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Thomas dribbles around Latavion Thomas, and he's going to be called for the foul. Second foul on Latavion. Big man Jacob Grimm comes in for Christian McAfee, and a good decision there by Coach Wirt.
Yeah, you don't want to get a cheap foul with 8 seconds left here.
Trent Thomas, the trigger for the Thunder, needs help, finds it. Abe Hilbert on the left wing, 5 seconds to go. Hilbert to the left block, needs help. Fadeaway jumper, no. Thomas has the rebound. Latavion for Sabetha, and that's how the third quarter comes to an end. 30-23 as we head to the fourth quarter of action. Sabetha, for the first time tonight, outscores Nemaha in the frame. It's 9-8 in the quarter, 30-23 on the board. 8 minutes to go in this one after this one-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here on the Sabetha Channel, as well as FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha. Jacob Bonds with Mike and Logan from the Sabetha Channel, and Chance Link back at the studios. Fourth quarter of action now underway. Sabetha with a basketball, trailing by 7. Here's Christian McAfee out the window. No, rebound ripped down by Abe Hilbert. Lineup reset now for the Thunder, as Abe Hilbert, Evan Oberding, joining Caden Peterson, Carter Rottinghouse, and Colby Free, who we haven't seen for a while, for the Thunder on the floor. For Sabetha, Will Ulrich with Marcus Bauman on the floor with Kyler Winger, Jacob Grimm, and Christian McAfee. That's a showing zone here. Begin the fourth frame. Hilbert drives in the lane, fakes his pass, layup off the window is good. Nice little fake give there.
Bob. Yeah, he recognized that a little bit of a seam down the center lane. He ball faked out wide, spread the defense a little bit more, and he just attacked straight down the lane.
Nemaha with a 9-point lead here. Grimm's got it in the far right corner. Sabetha swings around the horn from Ulrich, now to Bauman. Top of the key to Grimm. Down low to McAfee. Drives right lane line. Two defenders collapse. Now Will Ulrich. He'll drive into the middle of the lane. Nice find to Jacob Grimm. Draws contact. He misses the shot. It'll go to the line for two.
Well, good job by Jacob Grimm using his body. I mean, he's a big guy anyways, but he shielded off Colby Free and didn't allow him to get that block. Free's had a couple blocks tonight, but nice job by Grimm just using his body.
Haven't said his name for quite a while, big man Jacob Grimm. At the line now to shoot a pair. First one on the way is good. Foul was on Abe Hilbert, his second. Minute 15 gone by here in the fourth. 8-point lead for the Thunder. Second toss is true for Grimm. He's got 6, and they will go see Coach Wirt, as coming back in is Nate Mendel for Sabetha, as they go a little bit smaller here on their lineup.
Yeah, Sabetha a little smaller, a little full court pressure. A 1-2-2 zone, near steal.
7-point lead for the Thunder, and Colby Free's got it in the front court. Has no dribble, needs help, finds Carter Rottinghouse. Now Abe Hilbert on the left wing, fakes the pass, baseline, aggressive take off the window is good. Abe Hilbert going to work right now to begin this fourth quarter. Timeout, Nemaha. 34-25, 6.5 to go in this one. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Zavetta is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Keim offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KeimTS.com to learn more. Keim Trucking of Zavetta, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair. At the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Zavetta.
Kansaland Radio.
We're your number one local community connection for a reason, and the Sports Authority for Northeast Kansas is going to bring games like this to you. Nemaha Central at Sabetha, Nemaha County rivalry, undefeated in league play. Sabetha 12-2 overall, taking on a Thunder team that's 10-4, 6-2 in league play. Pivotal game in conference. Pivotal game for John Thomas' career. He's got 499 wins on his career. Looking for win number 500 tonight. And the Thunder lead by 9 with 6.5 to go in this one. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Mike and Logan on the Sabetha Channel. Chance Link back at the studios. Out of the Thunder timeout, it's Sabetha with the basketball. Here's Marcus Bauman. Drives in just inside the free throw line. Jumper is good. Bauman in the game now with 11 to lead scoring for Sabetha, and a turnover. Bauman, layup, that's good. Bauman quickly with 13 now in the game.
Well, if Sabetha can, with this pressure, they can score in a hurry. You can see this lead really shrink down if Nemaha doesn't take care of the ball.
Well, yeah, it was 9 a second ago. Now it's down to 4, or 5. Nemaha with the basketball. Carter Rottinghouse guarded by Bauman. Extended zone. Here by Sabetha. Ulrich guarding Olberding. Into the corner it goes to Colby Freel on the left short side.
Yeah, Sabetha doing a nice job just changing up the defense a little bit, trying to slow down Nemaha and get him out of there. Pick and roll offense.
Rottinghouse throws it away as he was looking for a foul. No whistle. Here comes Sabetha into the front court. Kyler Winger, his shot rejected by Free. It'll stay with Sabetha.
Well, I think if you're Sabetha, you like the pace. You like the way things are going right now. They need to keep up this intensity, this pressure. Try to get out and get some of these transition points.
So Sabetha to trigger it underneath their own basket. 5:25 to go in this one. Fine. Nice look for Christian McAfee. The dime from Bauman, and it's a three-point game.
A great way to score off that inbounds. McAfee screens across the block, steals his defender out. Good find from Bauman. And Sabetha, here they come.
7-0 run here by Sabetha, and then Nemaha turns it over again. Here's C-Mac, right lane line. Layup is good. 6 points for C-Mac now, and it's a one-point game.
Boy, how quickly things can change. Nemaha was having great success running their offense against the man. Sabetha changes it up, and Coach Thomas wants to talk about it.
4:49 to go in this one, and the crowd has come to life for the Jays. 34-33. We're back after this 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
Keim TS of Sabetha is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Keim offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KeimTS.com to learn more. Keim Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
KNZA.
Well, after the last time we took a timeout, it's an 8-0 run by the Blue Jays. 34-33, 4:49 to go in this one. You're hanging out with Jake Spaulding and Chris Boswell, Logan and Mike Bitterman here on the Sabetha Channel as well. And back at the Kansland Studios, that's Mr. Chance Link. Chance, I hope you're having as much fun as we are out here in Sabetha. 4:49 to go in this one out of the timeout. What's changed here for Sabetha?
Sabetha's energy, 100%. And not that they weren't working hard early in the game, but just they've notched it up another level. Full court pressure, they changed their defense into a zone. Just mix things up enough, and that's just the shot in the arm they needed.
There's two timeouts remain for Coach Thomas, and we've got a officials timeout.
We got blood or Yeah. I think we got blood on a jersey or blood nose. Carter Rottinghouse took a little shot. So no whistle for a foul. He just stopped playing. Trent Thomas will come in. Let's reset your lineups briefly here. Marcus Bauman, Christian McAfee, Kyler Winger, Will Ulrich, with Brody Dieters on the floor for Sabetha. For Nemaha, it's Cooper Free, Evan Overding, Trent Thomas, Abe Hilbert, and Caden Peterson. Nemaha with the basketball, moving left to right in the front court. Free, right wing to Overding, extended zone here by Sabetha. Ball on the deck, picked up by Hilbert, needs help, finds Free. Boy, the defense for Sabetha right now is absolutely insane. Nemaha Central, they're having trouble just breathing right now offensively. And a foul will be called here as Overding was stuck in the corner. Bailed out there by Will Ulrich. It's his first, just the first team foul. Yeah, they got fouls to give here. And Ulrich doing a really nice job. He tried to run and jump that from the backside, just a little overly aggressive. Got called for the foul, but I like the energy right now from Sabetha. Trent Thomas in the right corner. Entry pass down low to Abe Hilbert. Can't get a shot up. Now Thomas will drive on the baseline. Picks up his dribble, needs help. Top of the key now to Overding. Right wing to Thomas. Free was wide open on the backside, but the Thunder missed him. And now Nemaha, they've gone, instead of their pick and roll, corner three on the way by Free. Short, but another offensive rebound for the Thunder. Now left wing, it's Thomas, Trent. Guarded by McAfee in this zone. That extended zone has just made a world of difference for Sabetha. Now on the left wing, it's Free. Head fake to a pass entry to Trent Thomas, and Caden Peterson will reset. Colby Free now on the right wing, nearly loses the handle on it. Yeah, this is an interesting defense. It's a matchup zone by Sabetha. Nemaha hadn't quite figured out, trying to run their man-to-man offense against it. Trent Thomas squares up a three. That's no good. And then a foul will be called on Abe Hilbert, who extends the arm on Christian McAfee. Hilbert picks up his third. You start to see a little frustration right now. Colby Fries kind of getting on his guys like, hey, let's go. We got to weather this storm and get some buckets. But all the momentum right now. We talk about Big Mo a lot. Everything going Sabetha's way right now. Big Mo is here in droves. It's a 10-4 run here by Sabetha in this final frame of action. It's a one-point lead for Nemaha. Sabetha with the basketball moving right to left across your dial. 3:15 to go in this one. Sabetha trying to stay perfect in Big 7 league play and sweep Nemaha this year. Nemaha trying to get Coach Thomas's 500th win. Here's Bauman in the lane, shot up to good. That's a great shot by Bauman, the patience. He got himself into the lane, was in trouble, didn't panic. He pivoted out of it, hit a little fadeaway jump shot. Really good patience by Marcus Bauman. This is the first lead of the game, Boz, for Sabetha. It comes at 3:04 to go in the ball game. Sabetha staying with their 1-2-2, their zone full court press. Again, it's just a matter of two wills here. Sabetha's trying to speed Nemaha up. Nemaha wants to slow down and run offense. Hilbert on the left block, and then dribbles it off his own knee. Turnover on Nemaha. Nemaha's kind of panicking a little bit. That's the 10th turnover in the ball game for Nemaha, but you'll notice the pressure with Sabetha or from Sabetha. It's speeding Nemaha up. They're not nearly as patient as they were in the first half. This game was 49-33, the first time these two met back in December. Right now it's 35-34 Sabetha. Blue Jays with the basketball and a reach-around foul here by Evan Overding. And that's going to be his second team foul, number three. So one more foul to give for Nemaha. Sabetha's got three fouls to give. 2:36 to go. Bauman tries to trigger it in, but before he can, a timeout by Coach Wurtenberger. We'll keep this one here, Chance. 2:35 to go in the ballgame. 35-34, Sabetha Boz with their first lead of the ballgame comes to the 3:04 mark of this fourth quarter. And it's been a fourth quarter that you've seen the pressure amp up. It's a 12-4 fourth quarter right now for Sabetha. Yeah, this is what I love. I kind of geek out on this. You're a former coach, and I love seeing both teams trying all different kinds of things to figure out what's going to work. Coach Wurtenberger, nothing was working in the first half. So he got out of the man, he went to a zone, then he went full court trap, and he started to turn momentum. Now you got Coach Thomas saying, all right, we got to run offense. They went from their wing screen and roll offense to more of a cutting offense to try to get some more movement going. You mentioned earlier they missed a wide-open cutter on that offense, but it's the chess match. It's back and forth. What can we find that's going to work?
All right, lineup reset for Nemaha Central. It's Abe Hilbert. It's Colby Free, Evan Olberding, Carter Rottinghouse, and Trent Thomas. Sabetha to trigger it in right now with Kyler Winger into Bauman, also McAfee, Nate Middle, and Will Ulrich on the floor for the Blue Jays. Ulrich has it standing on the Blue Jay logo in the front court. Out of the right corner it goes to Kyler Winger. Skip pass, Ulrich, wide open, left wing three, it's good! Will Ulrich's first basket of the game gives the Blue Jays a four-point lead with 2:10 to go.
And Will Ulrich, he's a shooter. You know, when you leave him open in space, he's going to find a way to knock down shots.
Pass deflected. Nemaha settles. Right wing three by Carter Rottinghouse is off the mark. Rebound Colby Free for Nemaha. His put back, no, but he's fouled and will go to the line for two.
Well, a second chance opportunity. Colby Free able to get in there, grab that offensive rebound. Looked like he was trying to get up and dunk that inside. Not a bad move at all, but he draws a foul. He's going to shoot some free throws.
And that's McAfee's fourth personal foul with 1:59 to go. Free to the line for two. His first one is good. He's got seven. One more coming here for Free. And it's good. So it's now 38-36. Sabetha with a two-point lead in the basketball. Under 2 minutes to go. Does Sabetha now spread it out and burn some clock?
Yeah, you can see they're still running their man offense, but they're not in any hurry right now. They're looking for a really good shot.
Christian McAfee extended at the right elbow. Dribble it to the left lane line. Nice back cut. Bauman, his layup. No, but he's fouled and hit his head hard.
Yeah, Bauman went down really hard.
Ooh. Legs went out from underneath him as he elevated, and the foul on Trent Thomas is third. Bauman still on the ground, able to get picked back up, but, man, he hit hard. He
came down flat on his back, and his head just popped back behind him. He's kind of shaking his head like he's probably seeing a little stars right now.
Where am I at? 140. Hope he's okay.
And he's a competitor. He's a tough kid. He's going to go out. He's going to step up there and shoot some free throws.
Tyler Mill comes off the bench with a towel to wipe up the perspiration on the floor. And that was an ovation from the Sabetha crowd.
Uh-huh.
So bound to the line to shoot a pair. And he's 83% on the year and makes the first. Bauman now 5 out of 6 from the line tonight. Sends the lead back up to 3. Minute 40 to go. Second toss from Marcus is good. Back up to a 4-point Blue Jay lead. Nemaha with the basketball. In the backcourt, gets it to the front court with Colby Free. Now Evan Olberding on the left wing. Nemaha just 6 points in this fourth quarter. Sabetha's got 17, and then a foul will be called here on Sabetha's Kyler Winger. They had a trap and a near steal.
Yeah, the difference here in this fourth quarter, just the absolute intensity on the defensive end from Sabetha. It's been stifling, and Nemaha Central can't get in to their offense.
Trent Thomas gets the entry from Abe Hilbert. 1:20 clock moving in this ball game. 4 points Sabetha lead. High post, Colby Free. Turn around, Jay in the lane is good. 40-38, Sabetha with the lead in the basketball. 70 seconds, all that remains. Man-to-man defense here by Nemaha. Bauman with the basketball. Right between the rings. Skips it right wing now to Kyler Winger. Now left wing it comes to Nate Middles. Takes one dribble. High post action to Christian McAfee. Drives in, kicks it out, and an offensive foul will be called on Christian McAfee, and he is fouled out of this game.
When that really defensively was a great play by Carter Rottinghouse. McAfee was charging down the lane. He made the pass, but Rottinghouse held his ground. McAfee didn't stop, ran him over.
So he fouls out with 53 seconds to go in this game, scoring 6 points on the night. Averages by 16.
Tough time with trouble early. He just was never really able to get in any rhythm in this game.
Coach Wurtenberger wants to take a timeout. 53 seconds, all that remains. We'll take a 30-second break. It's 40-38 Sabetha, leading Nemaha Central, the Thunder with the basketball when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
KNZA.
Board is 38, Sabetha leading Nemaha here in a battle of Nemaha County. Sabetha trying to stay perfect in Big 7 league play. Nemaha Central, they're trying to get John Thomas his 500th career win. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Mike and Logan on the Sabetha channel with us here as well. Chance Link back in the studios. It eclipses the 9 o'clock hour. That means you're listening to high school basketball here on 103.9 FM KNZA Hiawatha. Get you some scoring updates in our post-game show, but this game's too good to talk about any other game right now.
Yeah, here's what's interesting right now. Sabetha's going to stay with their full-court pressure. They're ahead by two, but each team has four fouls. So if they get aggressive in this, they could send Nemaha to the free throw line, which they don't want.
Evan Olberding breaks pressure. Ball deflects out of bounds, and it's off of Olberding. It's going to be a turnover on Nemaha Central.
Well, Olberding, he was in trouble. He kind of stumbled. He was halfway going down trying to collect the ball. Sabetha knocked it back off his foot out of bounds. Tough break for Nemaha, but Sabetha, they got a chance to hang on to this. Maybe get a bucket or some free throws to extend the lead.
You don't get a steal here quickly, I would assume you're going to see a foul from Nemaha. 40 seconds remaining. Sabetha by two with the basketball. Ulrich has it. Guarded by Olberding. Two dribbles. Picks up his dribble. A trap cut. Now in the middle of the lane. Having it is Kyler Winger. Nearly a travel. They get it back out to Bauman. 25 seconds remaining. Sabetha might be able to dribble this out, Boz.
Yeah.
As Olberding fouls. Will Ulrich.
They didn't want to foul Bauman. He's such a good free throw shooter. They waited. Ulrich's pretty dang good, too. But Nemaha, they had to get a foul there.
I like your enthusiasm for the kids. But on the year, Will Ulrich, just a 50% foul shooter. He's good. He's a shooter, though. Watch this. He gets two free throws here. That's the fifth team foul. First toss from Ulrich is good.
I tell you.
Butch. Well, I wasn't saying that he was a bad shooter or anything. I was just saying that he's a 50% foul shooter.
It's all right, though. He's a good shooter. It's a
clutch moment. 22 seconds left. Second toss from Ulrich to make it a two-possession game, and he does. You're the former coach. You understand.
That's right.
Timeout on the floor. It'll be by Sabetha. They've got one remaining. Nemaha's got two. 22 seconds, all that's left. We're back in 30 seconds to Sabetha here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SVS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SVS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SVS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in Sabetha, it's 42-38. How about the second half for Mr. Marcus Bauman? He had 3 points at the break, Boz. He's got 14 here in the second half to lead Sabetha back into this one. They've got a four-point lead with 22 seconds remaining.
Yeah, we talked about Nemaha Central and how efficient they were in the first half. Their offense has struggled with Sabetha really turning things up, and they just haven't been able to score in this fourth quarter.
Colby free to trigger it in for Nemaha. They got 20 seconds. They got to go quickly here. Trent Thomas with the basketball. Breaks the timeline. Gives it off to Colby free. 15 seconds to go. Down low to Abe Hilbert. Turn around the lane. His shot. It's good. And the foul.
Boy, set play for Nemaha. They got it across the court. Went right back to the trailer and then immediately inside to Abe Hilbert. Really good. A good set, good call. They stopped the clock. Now chance to make this a one-point game.
That was on Tyler Minold. Or check that, Nate Minold. For second foul, 11 seconds to go. It's a two-point game. Hilbert at the line to shoot a free throw. Just 1 for 4 tonight. This one is good. Timeout, Coach John Thomas, 11 seconds on the clock. We'll keep this one here, Chance. 42-41. We knew this was going to be a good game.
Yeah, absolutely.
you had Nemaha, who had their largest lead of the game of 13 at one point. Sabetha didn't grab their first lead until 3:04 to go in the ball game. So we've had two lead changes this entire game.
Yeah.
And we're locked in right now, 11.8 on the clock, 42-41. Sabetha with the lead there in the basketball. What is Coach John Thomas drawing up here defensively?
So you've got to get a foul immediately. It's a one-point game, 11.8 left. You can't worry about trying to trap and get a turnover. You got to get a steal or a foul immediately. Now, the trick is you don't want to foul Bauman. I would not foul Ulrich either. He just knocked down two free throws. So you want to maybe face guard those guys. Don't let them get the ball. Make somebody else step up and knock down free throws.
And if you're Sabetha, find a way to get the ball in the hands of Ulrich or Bauman. Huh?
That's correct.
Triggering it in is Kyler Wenger. Gets it into Bauman, and an immediate foul by Carter rotting out. He tried to get the jump because possession arrow is in favor of Nemaha right now. That took just 1 second off the clock.
Yeah, so that was a really good foul. Just the only downside was Marcus Bauman, probably the best free throw shooter out there, is going to go to the line. But he can only make this a three-point game, a one-possession game.
And then the whole chess matchup, do you foul or do you not?
Oh, yeah.
Comes into play, huh?
Talk about that here in a second. Oh, see what happens.
I guarantee you a timeout will come after these free throws, no matter what. Bauman to the line. First one is good. Bauman in this game, Oz. Again, just 3 points at halftime. All three from the free throw line. Now has 18 in the game, 15 second half points for the senior guard. Just want to make it a 3-point game. He does. He's got 19 now. Overing up to Thomas, under 10 seconds to go. No timeout here by Nemaha. There it is.
Yeah. Get it across half court. Now you can run a half court set, sideline and bounce play.
All right, we're going to keep this one here too, Chance. There's too much riding on this. I think we've got our spots in. If not, we'll make up for it in the post game. But it's 44-41, Sabetha leading Nemaha, 6 seconds to go. Okay. If you're Sabetha now, Buzz, it's that argument, that discussion from the last, decade or so.
Yeah, long time.
But it hasn't been so long where people let it play out. Now, are you fouling to not allow a three?
So here's my personal philosophy over the years coaching. I'm fouling. I do not want somebody to get a three off and have a chance to tie the game. Now, somebody was telling me one time, you know, if we let them shoot, only one thing has to go right. They've got to make that shot. If we foul them, they go to the free throw line. They got to make one, miss one, get another offensive rebound, and then put it back in. So two things have to happen well. So I'm in favor always of fouling. The trick, you can't foul them in the motion of shooting. And that's sometimes tough to do.
So if you're Nemaha, right now you're drawing up your best three-point shooter to try and get him open for a shot. We'll see who's triggering it in here in a moment. But you've got to be looking at Evan Olberding or Carter Rottinghouse, I feel like, if you're Nemaha Central in this situation.
So, and here's the other thing, Nemaha Central, they are 0-for-9 from three-point range tonight. So maybe you go inside two to Hilbert and maybe try to draw a foul and an and-one opportunity.
So for Nemaha, it's Trent Thomas, Carter Rottinghouse, into the game, Leighton Thomas the first time, Evan Olberding to trigger, and Colby Free. No Abe Hilbert on the floor. Here's Free. Out to Evan Olberding. He fires a three at the buzzer. It's short. Rebound by Rottinghouse. 2 seconds. One. Sabetha comes back from 13 down to stay perfect in Big 7 league play. Your final score, Sabetha 44, Nemaha Central 41. A lot to talk about in our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. It's coming at you next. Here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Berwick Oil wants you to protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Synex lubricants. You can earn a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Synex lubricants purchased between now and February 29th, 2024. It's the Synex Gift Cards for Gallons promotion. See Berwick Co-op Oil Company for qualifying Synex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply. Synex Gift Cards for Gallons, a rewarding experience for you and your equipment. Contact Berwick Oil Company or visit berwickoil.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.
And we're back here at Sabetha to wrap everything up. Welcome into our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show with agents Chris Seymour and Ryan Limcool, proud to sponsor our postgame coverage here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. And a great game here tonight, whether you're looking for agriculture, land, or residential homes, commercial, reach out to Be Outdoors Real Estate online at beoutdoors.com. And this one, 44-41, Sabetha boys earned the split tonight, and they sweep Nemaha on the season on the guys' side. They stay perfect 9-0 in league play, 13-2 overall. And on for Nemaha Central, they fall to 10-5. And 6-3 in league play. But what a second half. What a fourth quarter we had here tonight between these two teams. It was 30-23 heading to the final frame, and Sabetha outscores Nemaha 21-11 in the final frame. A large part of that thanks to Mr. Marcus Bauman. As Bauman tonight finished with 19 points, 16 of those coming in the second half tonight. The only Blue Jay player, Boz, to end the game in double figures. Yep. 6 points for Jacob Grimm, 6 points for Christian McAfee, 5 each for Latavion Thomas and Will Ulrich. Big free throws by Ulrich down the stretch. 2 points for Kyler Wenger and 1 free throw for Tyler Middle for Sabetha. Leading the way for Nemaha Central, Abe Hilbert down low, 14 points on the night, 10 each for Colby Free and Carter Rottinghouse, and then 5 for Evan Olberding and 2 for Cooper Kramer tonight for Nemaha Central. Trent Thomas did not score. Carter Hike did not score for the Thunder as they struggled to score in the second half once Sabetha turned up that pressure. Boz, again, you've got great statistics. What else you got?
Well, here's what's really interesting. When you go back and look through all this stuff, Nemaha Central played a fantastic game really through 3 quarters. Took Sabetha a long time to get going. They were disjointed in the first half. Started to put it together a little bit late in the third, but the fourth quarter, Sabetha absolutely turned the defensive pressure up. And that forced Nemaha, just they couldn't get comfortable. They couldn't get in their offense and set. And that's everything that Nemaha Central does. They run great offense over and over and over till they get the exact shot they want. Sabetha, once the defense turned up things up for them, then the offense started cooking. They shot 60% in the second half, Sabetha did. A lot of those were turnovers, transition layups. That's how you get things going if you're struggling offensively. Get out in transition, get some steals, get some easy buckets. Then they were also aggressive offensively, taking ball to the hole, and they shot a ton of free throws in the second half. It's just amazing to me, just like somebody flipped a light switch, and all of a sudden Sabetha said, okay, we're going to get after you a little bit. And then that really was the difference in the game. Everything else, statistically, very, very close. Sabetha only had 14 turnovers in the game. That's fantastic. Nemaha only had 10. So a lot of those turnovers, they had 4 in the first half, 6 in the second half. So
Really, really good basketball game statistically,
but just three for Sabetha
in the second half. Yep. Sabetha had 11 in the first half, three in the second half. So, yeah, they just put it together. Really just a great game.
No doubt about it. Sabetha stays perfect in league play. For Nemaha Central, it doesn't get any easier for them. They host Perry LeCompton on Friday, and then they go to Riverside on Saturday, then to Royal Valley, and then they take on Jeff West for closing out with Riverside again. So their road does not get any easier for themselves down the stretch of the season. For Sabetha, we talked about them again. They still have two matchups against Perry LeCompton yet this season. That first one is this Thursday. You can hear Logan and Mike on the call for that. On Thursday, Sabetha at Perry LeCompton, then Friday at Jeff West. And then Perry LeCompton returns here to Sabetha next Tuesday. And then, I'm not done yet.
Yeah,
then they're
going
at home against Holton, and then they finish out at the Roundhouse to end their season. So they're perfect right now. And this was a major battle test for them here in league play. Really, the first league game that they played this season that has been this nip and tuck, especially down the stretch.
Yeah, what a – I mean, you look – we talked in the pregame how highly anticipated the Perry-Sabetha matchup was going to be, and you get it Thursday, and then you turn right around and you get it Tuesday.
Yikes.
You know, the guys, that's a tough turnaround when you start – I don't care what team you are, but when you start having to play these makeup games, and instead of a Tuesday-Friday, it's a Tuesday-Thursday-Friday. Tuesday. There's just no time to rest. There's not a lot of time to practice. It's basically just scout, get a game prep going, and then go play the game.
44-41, your final score here on the guys' side. Earlier tonight, the girls from Nemaha defeat Sabetha 51-20. Our final order of business tonight, our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha, player of the game, player to bank on tonight, Boz. I really feel like it's a pretty easy one to pick.
Yeah,
so I'll let you go ahead and let me know who's our player to bank on tonight.
Well, this, you know me, I could pick a lot of guys, but really tonight, no,
it's kind of like our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game balls.
I know.
You know, you like to spread the love and everything.
That's right.
On Friday nights, but
I could give the game ball to a lot of guys, but I'm telling you, Marcus Bauman tonight, just
difference maker.
Here's why I like that performance. He struggled in the first half. Sometimes high school kids get down on themselves. Their offense isn't great, so their full game kind of starts to drop. And he didn't do that. Second half, he came out different attitude, different mindset, was more aggressive, able to get to the rim, made some clutch shots, and knocked down big-time free throws. So great performance from Marcus Bauman in the second half.
19 points for him, 16 of those in the second half. Marcus Bauman is your Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha, player to bank on. In the girls' game, it was Nemaha Central's Callie Honeyman for that honoree here this evening. Make sure you check out MSCSports.net for all the scores from tonight's matchups, as well as where we'll be at on Friday, and maybe again from Thursday, as we've got plenty of makeup games to get across our networks. For Chance Link, back in the studios, Mike and Logan Bitterman on the Sabetha Channel, my partner Boz. This is Jake Spaulding signing off from Sabetha. Once again, your final scores from tonight. Nemaha Central girls defeat Sabetha 51-20. Now the guys, it was an instant classic. Sabetha defeats Nemaha Central 44-41. Thanks so much for listening. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports authority, Kansas.